Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Klai in Perik Tess Mishnah Beis. Silk looks like linen, but it's not linen. Kolach is something that's found near the sea, explains about Tanura. It's Ketavnis Azov, it has a golden color. It's very soft, looks like wool, feels like wool, looks like wool. So really, if I'm going to mix silk and wool, or kolach and linen, or for sure, silk and this kolach, it's not shatnes, it's not tzemer upishtim. But because it looks like tzemer upishtim, Chazal said, I need you to be careful. Because of Maris Ayin, I don't want you to wear it. So Zakta Mishnah, Hashirayim, the silk, v'hakolach, and this kolach that grows near the water and it looks like wool, really ain't behem Hashem klayim. Something that looks like linen is not linen. If it looks like wool, it's not wool. I will assure him in the Maris Ayin. But it's usher because of Maris Ayin. Maris Ayin means people will think you're being over and over. Zakta Batanura, they didn't have silk. So Mimela, somebody saw you wearing a silk baguette, which is mixed with wool, or even mixed with kolach, they would say, "Hi, he's wearing shatnez." But now that silk is common, and people know what silk looks like, so it's not such a concern. Same is true for kolach. Bisman hazeh, it's very common, so people know that there's a difference. No one's going to say, "He's wearing shatnez." That's not shatnez. You don't know what silk looks like? They're silk and linen. They're two different things. People know about it. Same is true for the kolach. They're going to say, "That's not wool, that's kolach." In times of the Mishnah, they didn't know about silk. It wasn't so common. Maybe they knew about it, but they didn't see it so much. Or kolach, they didn't see it so much. So people are going to think, "Oh, that's linen, that's wool." There are many things that are usher because of Maris Ayin. Can you think of another example? I can think of one. There's something called coconut milk. It looks like milk. It's not milk. It comes out of a coconut. Doesn't come from a cow. Really, you can pour it on your steak. But still, if you're drinking coconut milk by a Fleisha Gesuda, there's a Shiloh of Maris Ayin. What you would have to do is put in some of the pieces of the coconut. People should see that it's coconut milk. Zok Tehele Gemishnah Vayter. Hakarim Vakisosis. Mats and cushions. What are they made out of? Wool and linen together. But I'm not wearing it. I'm not putting it on my body. I'm laying on it. So the Mishnah ain't behem Hashem klayim. So there's no klayim. You consider a lie in such a matter cushion. The Torah says lo yala alecha. Don't put it up on you. You can put it underneath you. However, says the Bat Tanura, that's only if they're tough and hard. They're not full of feathers, let's say. And it's laying on a hard platform. So you're just laying on it. It doesn't wrap around you. But if it's a soft mat or cushion, let's say it's full of feathers or something soft, then you can't lay on it because it starts wrapping around you. You're not just laying on it, it's like you're wrapped in it. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, let's say it's hard. So I'm not worried it's going to wrap around you so you like wearing it. It's laying on something hard, doesn't have any feathers inside, great. Can I just lay on it? Not so fast. Does you have to be wearing clothes in such a way, your pajamas have to be there in such a way that your flesh is not going to touch it. What am I scared of? It's not going to wrap around me. It's hard. It's not a soft blanket. No, I have another concern. Often these have like loose threads. And the loose thread or threads are going to wrap around your skin. So again, I have the problem. You're not just lying on it. So to sit or lay on mats or cushions of shatnez that has semer and pishtim, it has to be your skin doesn't touch it. It has to be hard. Vayter Zakta Mishnah. Ein arei l'klayim. There's no such thing when it comes to klayim. I'm not really wearing it. Just putting it on for a minute. That's included in the Issur of Leisul B'Shatnez. The Tosfos Yom Tov brings over, let's say I put on a kid's hat. You know, a kid's sweater. It doesn't fit me. I put it on for a minute for whatever reason. I know I'm not going to keep wearing it. You still can't do it if it's Shatnez. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, "V'lo yilbash klayim, you cannot wear klayim al gabi asar, even on 10 other begadim." I'm wearing 10 layers of clothing that are not shatnez, and the shotless jacket I'm putting on top of 10 layers of clothing. Afilu, even if his objective is lignoy vezameches. He doesn't mean to wear it because he wants to wear it. He doesn't want to pay the taxes. If you're carrying begadim, you have to pay taxes on what you carry. Somebody decided to stand in the middle of the road and charge taxes on anything that a person is carrying through. If not, I'm not letting you through. But you don't pay taxes on what you're wearing, so he wants to wear it. Just wants to wear it till he gets across the border. You still can't do it if it's shatnez. Now, the Mefarshim will point out over here. We're not talking about the government's tax. If the government has a tax, you're not allowed to avoid the tax. Dina da mechisa dina. Even if you're going to put on 10 sweaters that are not shatnez, because you don't want to pay the tax for carrying in begad, you're not allowed to do that. Not allowed to cheat the tax system. We're talking about a tax that was collected shalai kedin. This person who's big and tough is standing over here. He says, this is my territory. You want to carry anything over here, you have to pay me tax. He's not from the government. So you want to put it on just to avoid him. Well, then if it's shatness, you can't. The Batanura explains. We're talking about a place where certain people, if they saw a yid, they made him pay taxes for what he was carrying. But again, it's not an official government tax. An official government tax you're not allowed to avoid. Furthermore, says the Batanura, really there's a machloikis. This machloikis appears in almost every Masechta and Shas. Whether a davar she'im is chavin is aser or mutter. Rabbi Yehuda holds, you can't be over an iser even though you're not intending to be over the iser. Like over here, I don't want to wear the sweater, I just want to get away with the tax. Rabbi Shimon holds a davar she'im is chavin is mutter. So l'chayra, this Mishnah would go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so chazing over what we learned in our Mishnah, we learned there's marasayin. So you have silk in a place where they weren't used to having silk, or kalach, which is something that grows out of the ground. The silk looks like linen. Kalach looks like wool. Can't put it together. Or you can't put the shirayim together with wool, or the kalach together with linen. We don't want people to think you're wearing shatnez. But we learned in a place where it was common to have silk and this kalach, so people realized it's not wool and linen, and it's okay. Then we learned about mats and cushions. So really the Torah says you can't wear shatnez. The Torah says you can't take the shatnez on you, but to lay on it would be okay. The only thing is, it has to be, number one, tough and hard. It's not full of feathers, because then when you lay on it, it's going to wrap around you. And also, it has to be that you're clothed in such a way, let's say you're wearing your pajamas, that your flesh is not going to touch it. Because if your actual skin touches it, we're scared it, there's going to be a loose thread. Even if it's hard, and it's laying on something hard, that's going to wrap around you. Then the Mishnah told us, "Ein ari l'klayim." It's no excuse by klayim. I'm just putting it on for a minute. You're not going to wear klayim. You can't wear klayim even on top of, let's say, 10 layers of clothing that are not klayim. No such thing as a chatzitza when it comes to klayim. That's not a heter, it's not touching my skin. Torah says you can't wear it, you're wearing it. When you put on a coat, you're wearing the coat. Even though the coat may not be touching your skin. It's really two psukim. One pasuk says you can't wear klayim, the other pasuk says you can't put klayim on you. And even if the reason you want to put on this particular klayim coat is to get away with paying taxes, because what you wear, you don't have to pay taxes on. Still can't do it. The Mishnah is not referring to an actual tax by the government that you're not allowed to avoid. Dina l'machisa. Dina, we're talking about Stam Aganif is standing there and forcing people to pay taxes on what he's carrying, and you want to just put it on to avoid that tax. There you can't do it.